We are continuing our series on Be Still. And today we are going to focus on one more aspect about Be Still. But before that, just as a recap of what we have learned, be still and know that I am God. Know and be still to accept God's will. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. And last week we have meditated on sit still until you know how the matter will turn out. As I have personally been meditating on this particular passages of the scriptures, I was really enjoying and delighting in the word of God, because his word is wonderful. His word really speaks. His word enables us to learn more, and not only to learn more but also to put it into practice as well. For today's portion, let us turn our Bibles to Psalm chapter 4 and verse 4. As you get the sermon notes with you, please start noting it down. The key verse for today is from Psalm chapter 4 and verse 4. I've picked it up from two different English translations, one in New King James Version and the other in the New American Standard Bible. Let us all read this as it is projected here in both the English versions. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 4 altogether as it is projected here. Be angry and do not sin. Please read it with me. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. New American Standard. Let's read this together, please. Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. The reason why I picked up both the translations or English translations is there are certain times, there are different ways in which the English translation tends to be put forth, and sometimes it makes us wonder as to what it means. So the word be angry in New King James Version could also be translated as tremble. Let us read that in a different language by itself, in Hindi language. Let us read that together, please. कामते रहो और पाप मत करो अपने आप बिछावने पर मन ही मन सोचो और चुपचाप रहो कामते रहो दैट इज अ वर्ड दैट इज यूज्ड बट द फोकस ऑफ आवर अटेंशन इज सोचो और चुपचाप रहो चुपचाप इज टॉकिंग अबाउट बीइंग स्टिल लेट अस रीड दैट इन द तेलुगु लैंग्वेज ऑल टुगेदर प्लीज భయము నొంది పాపము చేయకుడి మీరు పడకల మీద నుండగా మీ హృదయములలో ధ్యానము చేసుకొని ఊరకుండుడి సెల భయము నొంది పాపము చేయకుడి అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ సమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ ఇట్ యూజెస్ ద వర్డ్ బీ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ డు నాట్ సిన్ అండ్ సమ్ అదర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ ఇట్ యూజెస్ ద వర్డ్ ట్రెంబుల్ అండ్ డు నాట్ సిన్ బీ యాంగ్రీ టువర్డ్స్ ద థింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ సో దాట్ ఈస్ వై డు నాట్ సిన్ వైల్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ అండ్ సో దాట్ ఈస్ ద హోల్ పర్పస్ అండ్ టుడే our focus of our attention is on to meditate and be still. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. Lord, you are our Deliverer. I thank you, Father, for your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who has come into this world to give his life for the remission of our sins. I do want to personally give thanks to you, worship you, because you are worthy of it. As we meditate on your word today, as part of this Be Still series, to meditate and be still, I pray, Father, that you may speak to us. Lord, we might have come with different situations that are happening in our lives, different mindsets, different uncertainties about the future of our personal life, family life, career life. Lord, whatever is the situation that is happening in our life, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we may focus our attention upon you, to meditate and be still. As we look into your words, speak through me, Lord, not my words, but let your words come through me so that it may have an eternal benefit. For we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So today we are going to meditate and be still. The word meditate, lot of ways in which people use this word. Even in a secular world, people use the word meditation. Transcendental meditation. Lot of times there is so much of confusion. What is meditation? Can Christians meditate? What is it? In what way is that different from the so-called Eastern way of doing meditation? The Bible is very clear that we need to meditate. There is a word that is mentioned in the Hebrew language called haga. It means to ponder. It means to meditate. It means to commune. Also, it means to whisper. Whispering. All of them are similarly related to each other. But the usage of the word meditate is more often used than otherwise. Pondering over, whispering over, you know, to be able to say, meditate and be still. Yes, meditate and be still. You're talking to yourself. Somebody said that meditation is preaching to yourselves. That is what meditation is, preaching to yourselves. The Bible talks very clearly about the term meditation. There are many theories that are there in this world, secular theories, in terms of saying, you forget about everything, clear your mind and start meditating. Or you pose yourself in a certain position and that is when you will get into meditation. Any many such kind of theories that have come forth, but the Bible is very clear as to what meditation is. The word meditation is biblical, but the meaning of it is so different from what the world thinks about meditation. Somebody mentioned that meditation, biblical meditation or a Christian meditation, is like soaking a tea bag in a cup of hot water. The more you put that tea bag inside your hot cup of water, the more you keep soaking it, the more you will see the change of the color of the hot water. The more you dip, the color changes to the color of the tea. And that is how the meditation is. You need to be able to soak in whatever is given unto you, so much so that your nature, your color, and everything is changed into the characteristics of the thing that is being soaked into. And that is what meditation is. To be able to soak in, to take in what you need to or you are supposed to take. Somebody mentioned about a cow. You know, it eats grass. The cow eats grass and goes into the sun and later comes back into the shade of the tree and starts eating its cud. In Telugu it says, Namaraveita. To be able to take back and start pondering over everything that was eaten, taken in throughout the day, to be able to look back, and that is what meditation is. Today we are going to meditate upon this important element of what it means to meditate and be still. The word be still can be also be translated in this particular context as being silent. Being silent. To give more attention to receiving. That is so essential. To be quiet. To be still. Urakundudi. Chup ho jao. To be still, meditate and be still. What should I meditate? Okay? What should I meditate? Should I meditate upon something or nothing? Or what is it? What does the Bible say in terms of meditation? The first thing that you and I can note down about what to do as part of meditation is to meditate on the word of God. You can note it down. You should meditate on the works of God. And then you should meditate on the wonders of God. That is what we need to meditate upon. Not to meditate upon nothing. Not to meditate on about something. But the biblical meditation is totally connected to the word of God. Psalm 119 is a wonderful chapter. The longest chapter in the Bible. And in my translation, the New American Standard, it says meditations and prayers relating to the law of God. That is a heading on Psalm 119. I will read a few verses. Listen to this carefully. In verse 15, it says, verse 14 and 15, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, or delighted, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. Dhyaninchuta, I will meditate on your precepts. Verse 23. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. And then in verse 48, I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. I will meditate on your statutes. Verse 78, may the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie. I shall meditate on your precepts. Verse 97. Let's all read verse 97 together, please. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Please read in any other translation. Dinamella nenu dhyanini danini dhyaninchudunu. Any other language, please. Manan karuchu, meaning dhyaninchadam. And let us continue in verse 99. I have more insight than all my teachers. Your testimonies are my meditation. And it's so important for us to see 148 as well. Let us see. My eyes anticipate the night watches. I may meditate on your word. Whether it is all day in verse 97 or it is in the nights in verse 148. My eyes anticipate the night watches. You know, we have night watch prayers. Night watch is a 3-hour period in the nights. In the night watches, meaning multiple night watches, I may meditate on your word. The meditation is on the word of God, not on anything else. And I need to be able to focus my attention on not only the word of God, but what it is mentioned in the word of God. Psalm chapter 77 and verse 12. Please read Psalm chapter 77 and verse 12. It says, I will meditate on all your work. Not only meditate on the word of God, but also I need to meditate on the work of God. And here we notice that we are looking at this particular aspect about not only the word of God, but the works of God. And let us also see in verse chapter 145, Psalm 145 and verse 5. Please read 145 and verse 5.
On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate.
On your wonderful works, I will meditate. Or wondrous works or wonders. His wonders that he has done. Not only the regular works that he does every day, but he has been doing wondrously. Ascharyakaryam. Not only kriyalu, but also ascharyakaryamulu. I need to meditate upon his word as to who he is. I need to meditate on his work, the work of Christ that he has done on the cross of Calvary. And also the wondrous things that he has been doing, not only the work on the cross, but on a daily basis, how he is wondrously taking care of everything in my life. You might come here and share the testimony of the wondrous works of God. God has done this wondrous thing in my life. It is beyond my imagination. God has done this miracle in my life, you might say. The wonders of God. Meditate on the word of God, meditate on the works of God, meditate on wonders of God. This picture gives a clear illustration of the wondrous thing about meditating the word of God. I hold it in my hand. And there are 5 fingers with which I'm holding with my hand. If you notice, it says in that, I don't know if it is clear for you or not, the first letter, the first finger where you are holding the word of God is relating to hear. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. And James also talks about not only being the hearers of the word of God, but also the doers of the word of God. So when you hold the Bible in your hand, that is why we sing the song, every promise in the book is mine. And we ask people to lift their Bibles up with all the 5 fingers that you have. And holding it, so the first finger, always remember when you're holding the Bible with your 5 fingers, the first finger reminds us of hearing the word of God. We should keep on hearing the word of God. God has given us 2 ears to hear. We should be quick to listen than to speak. So we need to hear the word of God. And secondly, it says, I need to read the word of God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads the word of God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. So you need to read the word of God as well. God has given you 2 eyes as well. Read the word of God. When you are holding the Bible, it is not to put anywhere else. It is to be able to use your ears to hear. It is to you be able to use your eyes to see. Maybe you can read yourself aloud. Even if you are alone, read the word of God aloud. The Lord is my shepherd. So you are looking with 2 eyes and you are listening to with your two ears as well. So hear the word of God, the first finger, and the second finger talking about seeing or reading the word of God. And thirdly, it's talking about studying the word of God, not just reading. It's not a newspaper that you are reading, but you need to study the word of God. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Please read Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Talking about the Bereans, it says, "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word of God with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." When Paul was preaching, these people of Berea, they were so noble that when they received the word of God, when they heard the word of God, when they saw the word of God, they studied the scriptures, they examined the scriptures. You know, examination requires a deeper diving into it. Depth into it. I need to examine the scriptures. That means study of the word of God. You are always a student of the word of God, let me tell you. You are never can you be able to say, I'm done with studying God's word. Continuously, whether you are 20 years old or 60 years old or 80 years old, you are a student of the living God. You should continue to study, examine the scriptures. So that is what we need to do. So three fingers. Hear, read, study. And the fourth finger, talking about memorization. Psalm 119 verse 9, it says, "Thy word have I treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you." I need to have it in my heart. And that is why we know the importance of memorization. Our children are given memory verses. Some of our dear ones have been memorizing chapters over chapters of books over books. Why? I need to by heart, it says. What does by heart means? To be able to memorize. I need to treasure in my heart. By hearting, I need to memorize. And fourth, and the most important one, which lets you hold the Bible. Imagine if you didn't have a thumb. Can you hold your Bible properly enough? It's not easy for me to be able to hold it like this or like this. But the thumb is a very important finger that will enable you to hold things with your four fingers on one side and thumb on the other side. And this last finger, the thumb, is talking about meditation. Meditation. And this meditation is the thumb of the hand. It is used in conjunction with all the other four. As we meditate on God's word, we need to hear, read, study, memorize. And that is what causes you to meditate on God's word throughout the day. Throughout the night, you can hold on to the word of God. Next time when you hold your Bible in your hand, remember the importance of the word of God and how important it is for us to meditate on the word of God. This thumb has so much of impact. As you keep doing all the four, this will bring together the thing that you are meditating upon. Throughout the day, I need to be able to hold on to the word of God. Not physically holding on to the word of God, but much more in your heart of hearts to look into God's word. And how do I do that? Now that I know that the word of God is so essential for me to study and to do many things, there are three things that we need to do. How? How do I meditate and be still? I need to study God's word. That is one. And the second is to worship God for what he has been. So in my meditation, I need to be able to say, Lord, I thank you for your word. That is why we have a time of exhortation. Why do we have exhortation? Why can't we just keep singing and worshiping? Why do we need to meditate on the word of God? Why do we need to have exhortation from the word of God? Because the more you meditate on the word of God, the result of that would be worshiping God. Your nature will come out when you say, Lord, I thank you for your word. You are my deliverer. You are my redeemer. You will keep meditating, and the result of your meditation is worshiping God. You also spend time in prayer. Lord, you have spoken through your word that you are a God who is a prayer listening and a prayer answering God. Call unto me, you said, Lord, I want to pray. Lord, I want to pray for the situation that I'm going through in my life. So as and when you keep studying, meditating the word of God, you will also have the result in the form of worship and prayer. When was the last time you have worshipped God? Oh, I sing songs, brother, you might say. Is that what it is? Is it because you like the tune of the song that you keep singing? Or do you really worship him? Lot of singing can happen, but there may not be worship associated with it. So I want to encourage every one of us, take the opportunity that we are given, corporate worship, where through the songs we worship God, and through the word that we want to be exhorted, and through individual worship, where you can open your mouth and worship God because you have been meditating upon him. Whatever you meditate upon, that is what comes out of your mouth as well. And we have to be cautious about it as to what we are doing. That is why in Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14, one of our verses that is stuck on the wall, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14. Please read in any other language, Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14. నా నోటి మాటలు నా హృదయ ధ్యానము నీ దృష్టికి అంగీకారం. మే ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ మై మౌత్ అండ్ ద మెడిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ మై హార్ట్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద మెడిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ మై మైండ్ టు క్లియర్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఇట్స్ మై హార్ట్ వేర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బిగిన్స్. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద అబండెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్ ద మౌత్ స్పీక్స్, ద బైబుల్ సేస్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆర్ యూ పాండరింగ్ ఓవర్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆర్ యూ అబ్జార్బింగ్ ఇన్, that is what lets out through the words of your mouth. So that is why we give opportunity for people to open your mouth and worship the Lord. Maybe you never opened your mouth and worship the Lord. Take this opportunity, my dear. Maybe we are done with that worship time today, but maybe next Sunday, yes, I want to take the opportunity to let the words of my mouth be the meditation of my heart. Whatever I've been meditating in my heart of hearts, I want to let it out in the form of words. Oh, brother, God knows my heart. That means you are doing 50% meditation of my heart. Where are the words of your mouth? Open your mouth, my dear. What is preventing you from opening your mouth and worshiping the Lord? Is it fear? Is it language? Is it grammar? If we try to judge based on the words that we speak, that has no value. We may be poetic in our words, but if it is not coming from our heart, it has no value. Even if it is a broken words, open your mouth and say, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Where do I do that? Where will I do that? Three different ways I can meditate. One, quiet time. Have you heard about this quiet time? What is this, brother? You might say, I don't know what is quiet time. Why is it called quiet time? It's not like, oh, a lot of noise is going on. People are watching TV, this thing, that thing, blah, blah, shouting and all. And then you're saying, I'm reading the Bible. That is not quiet time. Quiet time means place of seclusion, quietly. Maybe early in the morning or maybe late in the night, depending on whether you're a night owl or an early morning bird. Take time, quiet time in this presence of the Lord. That is what be still is. Being still. Forgetting about the things of this world. Maybe children are running around here. Maybe children should sleep or children should not wake up yet. I want to meditate on God's word. I want to sink in. I want to soak the tea bag or the word of God in me so much so I keep on doing it multiple times. The same word on and on and on and on. It seems somebody said, when you hear a particular statement, immediately you will remember only half of it. After a week, you will remember only 25% of it. And over a period of time, you'll forget everything. So that is why we need to keep on pondering over it. The more you ponder over the same passage, for example, I've read three verses for the day or one chapter a day. I need to ponder over it throughout the day so that I will remember it. Otherwise, it's easy to forget. Sometimes you may forget. In the morning, you read the Bible. If somebody, I don't know if people ask you, but what did you read today? Suddenly, what did you read? You may forget what you read also. That is why we have to be cautious about making sure that you have your quiet time so much so that you remember all these five. What are the five things? Hear, read, study, memorize, meditate. Hold on to it. That is what meditation will help you in keeping in conjunction with all the four fingers that has caused you to meditate on God's word. Secondly, family prayer. Quiet time is personal. You need quiet time. You need that personal time with the Lord. There is no alternate to that. You need to set aside some time and say, Lord, I want to be able to do that. Maybe in the night time, maybe in the morning. Take some time out. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. Take some time. Say this, from this time to this time, I'm going to focus on God's word alone. Nothing should disturb me. I'll keep my phone aside. I'll keep everything aside. If you start using your phone to start meditating, I'll tell you where all you'll go. Suddenly a message will pop up. Shh, banner will come. Oh, something. And I might go there. I forget reading God's word. Now my focus is moved into some message or some text or something that has come up. Leave aside. That is why, though digital versions are good, but there are times that you need to take the physical word of God with you where you will not have any kind of diversions. Take time. Do you have your own Bible? Or whatever is a Bible, do you own a Bible? Do you have a Bible that you meditate upon? Some people carry big, big Bibles to church also because they say, this is what I study at home. I want to remember exactly that side of the page, bottom or left or top. That is the kind of Bible you need to have. Not any kind of Bible at home, one Bible, at church, another Bible. Carry it along. Put it in your car. Carry it along. Own a Bible. Own a version that will enable you to study well. Some people are good in having parallel Bibles. Take that. Read God's word. Hear God's word. Study God's word. Memorize God's word. Meditate God's word. Family time. How do you have your family prayers? Maybe reading. Maybe we are not having family prayer times. Or even if we are having, what kind of a family prayer do we have? Oh, brother, I'm not a preacher. I'm not asking about whether you have that you should preach in a family prayer. You can take a study Bible. If you cannot totally focus on it, look at the interpretation that is given on the bottom of the study Bible. Read it along with your family members. If you have children who are at an age where they can read, encourage them to read. Family prayer. Don't make it so long that the children get so tired. At the same time, have it a meaningful time. Even if it is a short time, everyone should be involved in the family prayer. It's called family prayer. Nowadays, our generations are like a microwave generation. We don't even have meal together. Why? Because I can heat myself. Dinner's ready. Okay, that's fine. I'll come back after half an hour. I need to finish something. And each one will have their own time. Children will eat their own time. Parents will eat a different time. There is no family time together. Let me tell you, in the family prayer, as I have been doing, as I've been learning through my own experience with my family, take time to not only meditate on God's word, but ask them, how was your day today? Was there anything? Did anybody do anything? Was there any problem? What kind of a day did you have? That is the time you quieten yourself. It is not like having your food and watching something, opening your phone and watching some videos and eating. And that's how your life has changed. We don't have a quality time together as a family. We don't look at each other's faces. Husbands and wife don't look at each other's eyes when they talk to each other nowadays. What did you say? Yeah. I'm sending a message. Yeah, tell me, what did you say? That's how it has become. They are not able to spend time together as a family. And if they don't have time to spend together as a family, where is a family prayer? I want to encourage every one of us. If you're not been having family prayers in the recent past, or if you're not been having meaningful family prayer, it's not about just reading, okay, I'm reading three verses, okay, let's pray. Even if it is one verse or three verses, just not just read it, but just see what exactly the Word of God says. Children have a very good absorption. Ask them any questions. Do you understand what you are reading? For that, let me tell you, there was a situation in our own family that even for family prayers, that I remember those days as well, I used to prepare for family prayer. Preparing for family prayer. Husbands, fathers, how do you have your family prayers? Do you lead the family prayers? Wives, do you support? Do you encourage your husbands? Maybe they may forget or they may be involved in something. Don't try to say, oh, he has to do it. I'm not going to do anything. No, just encourage. Can we have the family prayer? Just remind wives. Have family prayers. You don't need to be a preacher to conduct family prayers. You are a priest of your house. You need to know how to run family prayer in your house. I'm challenging everyone sitting here. We need to be able to have continuous family prayers. We need to pray for each other. Learn, teach children how to pray aloud. Wives also, take time to pray. That is what makes a difference in the family. The family that prays together stays together. Nowadays, in this present generation, families are not bonded together. And maybe family prayer, lack of family prayer or an effective family prayer may be the reason behind it. Let us do that. Let us do that sincerely. If you need any questions, if you need some guidance, please come and talk after the meeting is over. Or come and join us for a family prayer. Visit us, visit our homes. And learn how to be able to have family prayers. It's very important, my dear. Don't neglect family prayers. I humbly plead with you. That makes a difference in your own personal life, in your married life, marital life, as well as your children's lives. It makes a difference. And Job chapter 1 talks about how Job was making sure that his family was right in the sight of God. Job chapter 1, we know that particular aspect here. It says in verse 5, Job chapter 1 and verse 5, when the days of feasting has completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. Read it out, God's word. Pray for your children. Pray for their salvation. If they are grown up, pray for their future settlement also. There is no specific age to start praying for their future. Because the one whom God has chosen for them may already have been born. Pray for them. Pray for our children, for their future. Family prayers are very essential. Church. Meditation in the church as well. Psalm chapter 27 and verse 4. Please read.
One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
To meditate in his temple. This is my desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Why are we coming to the church? Why can't we sit at home? Why can't we watch a TV program? Or why can't we watch remotely? Why do we have to come to the house of the Lord? The psalmist says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to worship God. That is why we call it Sunday worship service. To worship God in the midst of the congregation of believers. I get encouraged when somebody else worships. I too want to worship. That is how it should be. To behold the beauty of the Lord, to meditate in his temple, to meditate in the house of God, meditate in the church. That is why we have quietness. In many other religious organizations or religions, there's so much of noise that keeps going on. People will be talking, shouting. Even when the people have this housewarming and etc., they keep having so many noises. People will be talking and they don't know that when we have a prayer meeting, they still keep talking because they don't know that it needs to be quiet. When we meditate on God's word, we need quietness. People don't care. Oh, their chanting is going on. They'll be shouting, talking, laughing, and these people will be chanting. That is not what the meditation is. I want to meditate in the temple of God, means silence. Silence in the house of the Lord. And that is where you can absorb more of God's word and what he's teaching us. And may I encourage each one of us to be part of the various meetings that we have. Whether it is worship time, the first hour of worship, or the meditation on the word of God in the second hour, to meditate on what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary when we take part in the communion. Commune, that is also equivalent to meditation. Bible study, that is also meditation. Prayer times, fasting and prayers, night watch prayers, Thanksgiving times, These are all the opportunity together to have the meditation. That is why we ask everyone to be quiet and listening to word of God. Through worship time also be quiet, silence. And that is where you have better kind of meditation. There are certain things we are going to look at, three different passages, and see how to meditate on God's word. First of all, Psalm chapter 1. You can write down the place where it, Psalm dash is there, right? A blank. Psalm chapter 1. Let me read a few verses. Please read in any other language and then I'll read in English. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Yes, thank you, sister. Talking about a blessedness, it says, blessed is a man, or blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked and all that. And verse 2, there is conditional promises here. If you were to have personal meditation on Psalm 1, how do you read? Oh, I know this. I just read it and done with it. Let us look at that. Let us carefully study God's word. As we see, as we hear, we let study God's word. It says, I need to do certain things. Three things that I need to do. Let us note it down. You can fill it in. It says, if I delight in the word of God, say verse 2. Dharma sastramandu anandinchuchu. I need to delight, verse 2. Delight in the law of the Lord. Do you delight in word of God? Do you really enjoy God's word? If you delight in God's word, secondly, you need to meditate in the heart. You delight so much that I want to meditate in my heart day and night. And then thirdly, doing the work. Not only delighting, but also doing. What does it say? Where does it say? Verse 3. In whatever he does. Doing. Delighting. Meditating. Doing. If I am involved in these three elements, then what is the result? Let us look at the result now. You can note it down. Blessedness. There's blessing of God. Dhanyudu. Dhyanam chese vadu dhanyudu. In terms of, as I meditate on God's word, it is a blessing, my dear. Oh, we talk about so much of blessings. Maybe we are not able to experience the blessings of God as much because we are not been delighting in God's word. Can you say, I really love God's word? I delight in God's word. So here we see blessedness. And in verse 3, yield its fruit in its season. You are like a tree with a streaming water which produces fruit in you. Fruit is something that can be seen externally. You cannot hide a fruit. Fruit is something that you can see, but it comes in its season. God will enable you to fruit in its season. Certain times, you may not produce a fruit because of various situations, seasons of your life. But God is the one who is working in you, streams of water, ever flowing. And that is how you can experience it. And thirdly, prosperous work. In whatever he does, he prospers. Not my words. God's word is saying. You delight in God's word, delight in the Lord and his word. You do according to the word of God. You will see, in whatever he does, he prospers. Is it not so wonderful? It is a promise of God. That if you want, I'm not talking about prosperity gospel here. I'm talking about the prosperity that God is giving us. Being rich in the sight of the Lord. Being fruitful. That is what being prosperous is. More than anything else. If he is going to bless you earthly, be it so. God has blessed many children of God. Earthly wise as well. But the most important element here is the if condition. Delight. Delight in God's word. And that is how you can meditate. Let's go to the second portion, which is taken from Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. You may wonder where Joshua is. Where is Joshua? the book of Joshua, not the person Joshua. After Deuteronomy comes Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Many times we refer to this particular verse. Let us read that in verse 8. Please, one of us, could you please read in any other language other than English? Yes. And then in verse 9 also, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So how can we meditate on this particular one? First of all, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. What comes out of your mouth? Is it all foul language, shoutings? The more we are filled with the word of God comes out of our mouth. Every time you speak out, whenever the situation, suddenly say, oh, I get reminded of God's word. I open your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Word of God in mouth. Speak God's word. Speak God's word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, and my rock, my redeemer. That is what the same thought process. And then meditate in the heart. And thirdly, being careful, jagrataga, careful to do or to observe. Be careful to do it as well. In your mouth, having the word of God. Meditation of the word of God. And carefully obeying God's word. And as I do this, if I do these three things, what is the result? Let us see what the result is. Then he will make your way prosperous. He'll make your way prosperous. Whatever be the way of your family, the way of your career, the way of your spiritual life, in whichever way, God's word is promising. It's a conditional promise. He wants to make your way prosperous. And also he says, you will have good success, not failure. God is a God who wants to let you succeed, not fail. He will never fail you nor forsake you, the Bible says as well. He will keep you as a head, not a tail. But why? Why is it not happening in my life, you might question. Why is my family going through so much? Why is my career going through so much? There could be situations like Job to be tested in the sight of the Lord, or there could be situations when we need to correct ourselves as well. So the Bible says here, not my word, listen to this, good success. In verse 9, be strong, be courageous. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The theme verse for VBS, God is with you wherever I go. God is with me wherever I go. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. Same, God's word is so consistent across. You want to experience God's presence in your life? Do the if condition and leave the then result in the hands of God. God will take care of me. God is with me. In the places where I go, God is with me. In the workplace or college or wherever I go, I experience God with me. The presence of God with me. Finally, another portion from Psalm chapter 4. The passage where we have picked it up from, Psalm chapter 4. In this particular portion also, we see certain things. Let us see in verse 4. What does it say? Bayamunandi papamu cheyukidi. Tremble and do not sin. Again, that's the first thing. Get rid of the sin that is in you. Whatever it is that is causing the separation with God. Maybe you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This is the moment that you need to be afraid that God is a God who is a consuming fire. I better not sin. Sin in my thought, sin in my word, sin in my action. God is a God who cannot tolerate sin. Maybe you have believed in Lord Jesus Christ, but because of still the fleshly nature that we have been going through, maybe we have not been doing right in the sight of God. Tremble, my dear, tremble. Bayamunandi papam cheyukidi. Be afraid. Be afraid. Do not sin. And secondly, meditate in your heart. And in verse 5, it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Offer and trust. Give unto the Lord. Lord, I want to offer the sacrifices of righteousness. It's very important that we trust in the Lord as well in everything that we do. I want to offer to God. What do you offer to God? Do you offer to God the leftovers? Or do you offer to God your first fruits? What do you offer to God? Do you set aside something to God? Lord, this time, this treasure, and this work that I have, I want to offer unto you righteously. Offer right sacrifices to the Lord and trust in the Lord. As you keep doing it, what is the result of it? Verse 1. Please read. Verse 1, chapter 4 and verse 1. Irukulo naku vishalata kaluga jesana vadavu neeve. You have relieved me in my distress. You have enlarged the situation that I've been. I'm going through narrow way. I'm going through so much of tough times in my life, Lord. God is the one who is going to give you the enlargement in your life to say, go ahead. God will take care. Even as a church, we have been, you know, different sizes of the location also. Somebody mentioned, one uncle came by and said, God has given you an enlarged place. Irukulo visalata. In terms of all the situations you may be going through, I'm just sharing from a church perspective. Maybe in your own personal life, maybe you are going through tough times. Distress. Stress, distress. Stress causes distress in our lives. Maybe something is bothering you. Maybe something in your heart of hearts. Saying, Lord, I'm going through so much of distress. I don't know how to share it with others. Maybe your personal life going through tough times. Maybe your family life going through tough times. Maybe it is your career that is going through tough times. God is the one who will relieve us from our distress. For that, there is an if condition. And secondly, we also notice overjoy, not just joy. Overjoy. Where do we read that? Verse 7. Please read. Overjoy, overjoy. You have put gladness in my heart more than physical blessings. Their grain and a new wine abound, everything. Forget about all of that. God has given me the joy that is overjoy. More than the physical things that I have in my life, God has given me abounding things. And thirdly, and important thing, verse 8. Shall we all read this verse 8, please, together? In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Did you have a good sleep? Many people don't get proper sleep as well. So much of tensions. When was the last time you had a good sleep? A peaceful sleep where you just leave aside everything and sleep. God is a God who wants to give us such a kind of sleep. Where you don't worry about anything because God takes care of situations. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. Not just lie down. I'm just lying down when I'm getting sleep. Hitting the bed, hitting your knees onto the air, not getting enough sleep, struggling through why it's going happening like this, why is my career like this, why is my family like this. So much so that you don't have enough sleep at all and the next day is fully affected because of that. Maybe that such is the kind of life you may be going through. God wants to give you sleep. Such a kind of sleep where you'll be having peace and safety. Trust in the Lord, my dear. God can give you that. You will be still as you meditate. You'll sleep still as well. And may the Lord bless this word and enable us to really meditate on God's word. Meditate so much so that you examine your lives as well in the light of the word of God. That is what we are going to do as we take part in the table that is set before us. We are going to meditate or commune with our God so much so that we examine ourselves and see if there is any wicked thing within me and say, Lord, I want to be afraid to sin anymore. I want to have the fear of committing sin. Maybe that fear is lost. Who cares? Nobody watches me. Let us be cautious. and focus our attention on the if condition, God takes care of the then result. If then, you know how you write code? If then conditions, conditional promises. God wants to promise us. Every promise in the book is mine. But for that, there are conditions to follow. Hold your word of God. Remember the fingers. And have a wonderful family time together. Family prayer time and church times together. As we look upon God and Jesus Christ.